Welcome to Emily's Point. Today is day 3 of conspiracy theories, and this time I am alone. Usually I have my partner Bob with me, but he is out sick right now. So today we are going to be talking about how stores and companies trick people into buying things. So honestly, this one to me isn't much of a conspiracy theory. To me, these are pretty much just straight up facts. So the first thing I'm going to talk about today is actually kind of surprising. Today I'm going to be talking about watches and the reason that they are all set to 10:10 in advertisements. So the hands are always set to 10:10 because it almost looks like a smiley face when you look at it, and it induces you to be happy to buy their product, even if it's super expensive. Also, clothing brands and things like that, they find attractive people to show off their merchandise, or famous people to show off their clothing or the watches, as I said before, because it makes the common person feel like they're going to look good in it, and it makes them feel a little bit out of the ordinary, a little special, because this celebrity is also wearing it. Next, I'm going to be talking about fast food, and a lot of fast food places use the color scheme red and yellow or red and orange because those are supposed to induce happy feelings, and also they're supposed to make you hungry. The color red is supposed to strike hunger in people. So things like Doritos and McDonald's, they have the red and yellow color scheme. Also, McDonald's does little things where they will pop in their advertisement into football games, things like that. I saw a video where a guy had pointed out that he was just watching a normal show, and out of nowhere there was a red flick. And so he scrolled back and he went frame by frame to see what it was. And for a single frame, it was the McDonald's logo. And of course, McDonald's said that this was not what was supposed to happen. They never tried to do that. But a lot of people think that it was a tactic to get people to just subliminally want to buy their food. The next thing I'm going to talk about is grocery stores. And the three essential things you need from grocery stores are eggs, milk, and bread. And all of those are found in the back of the store, and usually all in separate corners. And when you first walk in, you smell that bakery bread right away. So right away, you want to buy some fresh bread, especially if that's what you're there for. And the fresh bread compared to the already packaged cut bread is way more expensive. And so you have to walk past everything else in order to get to the bread, milk, and eggs. And so that way you're picking up things as you're going along. Another thing is that they make the carts abnormally big. Compared to a cart, compared to a normal cart from a basket, if you're carrying a basket and you throw a few things in there, you feel like you're done. With a cart, you're walking around. If you only have 3 or 4 items in your cart, you feel like you almost have to fill up that cart to feel like you have everything that you need. They definitely make it bigger than it has to be. They also put candy on the lower shelves, especially when you're going through the checkout line where you have to wait a little while, because it's right at eye level for children. And children are the number one consumers of candy, pretty much. And so the kids will see the counter and see the candy bars and stuff right underneath it, right at eye level, and of course beg their parents to get it. Another thing that they do for children is they put the sugary cereals more towards the bottom so that kids walking by or kids in a cart that are getting pushed can see it right away and point it out and say that that's the cereal that they want. Also, some stores send out scents, like little hints of the bread like I was talking about, or Walt Disney World is actually known for sending out little scents of cotton candy or popcorn, things like that, to draw you in to want to buy it. Because if someone smells some delicious popcorn, right away you're going to think that you're going to want it. It's the same thing as if you walk into a movie theater. The movie theater candy, it's all low right there so the kids can see it. it's not always just so it's easy to see for the adults. Also, you smell the fresh popcorn right away, and that makes you think, I also need popcorn while I enjoy my movie. Anyways, I just hope you realize how many of these little tricks that all these stores and things do for advertisement purposes to get you to buy a little bit more. Thank you for listening to Emily's Point today. Have a good day.